a long platter.
Mm-hmm.
You can put it in that.
Right. And this is the hog head cheese.
Uh-huh. And we would usually put something over it. You still keep it in the bag you've got it in.
Oh.
And then you can put something over it, say like a board or a baking pan, mm-hmm. something like that, to put your weights on,
mm-hmm.
and let it stay, say, overnight or all day long, whichever way.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you try to keep it somewhere? This was back before you had a refrigerator, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did you try to put it out somewhere where it would be a little cooler, or did the coolness, that didn't have anything to do with this gelling, it got hard anyway.
You see, we killed a...
I had just asked you, if you had to put it anywhere where it was cool, it gets firm no matter where you put it. You don't have to.
Well, we wasn't much to kill hogs until the cold weather,
If you put it outside, it would go freeze. Just about. I forgot.
And if we made big batches of it, we would cut it up and put it in jars and pour vinegar over it, just a plain vinegar.
Sure. And that was, it would keep for a month then?
No, not months, but it would keep longer.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't, the weather, got hot.
Sure. Well, when you served it then to eat, did you just put it on the table and slice it cold?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever heat it?
Uh-uh.
No.
If you heat it, why, it'll fall apart.
Oh.
It's liable to.
Oh, well, now somebody told me about one, it must be something different, that you could make and then you could slice it and roll it in flour and fry it. But that may be that one that I was asking you about called Scrabble or something else.
Well, it might be, and I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Okay, well, go ahead and tell me about the liver pudding.
Well, I never made any liver.
Oh, I thought you said that you all made that
pudding. Well, my mother did.
Yeah.
And I did make some one time after I married.
Mm-hmm.
One winter I made some.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do that kindly like the hog head cheese.
You grind up the raw liver? You grind the liver when it's raw? Or is it cooked first, the liver?
It's cooked first.
Oh.
And to get it tender, why, that can be mashed up, just like mashing up the hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you all...
And you flavor it kindly like you flavor the hog head cheese only. My mother did never put anything but the salt and pepper and onions in that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so good.
Mm-hmm. It sounds good.
When the weather was cold, she'd hang them up in the smokehouse and sometimes smoke them, but not near all the time.
Now, they were put in a kind of casing.
Mm-hmm.
About how big?
Well, the casings out of the hogs, we always dress those for sausage.
Oh, okay. Now that was the small intestine, the large intestine, small intestine. Well, that must have been quite a job having
to clean that. There's a lot of work to it,
sure.
But we had good eating.
Sure, I'm sure so. Well, did you all cook the heart or not?
Uh-huh.
You used it too? How did you fix it?
Well, we'd use it in the hog head.
Oh.
Cheese.
Oh. What other parts? I thought that was just the head. Did you put any other parts of the hog in?
Well, feet.
Uh-huh.
The feet.
Uh-huh.